Hello and welcome to the latest Women's Super League preview show. Myself alongside my good friend from She Kicks magazine, Jen O'Neill. Jen, yesterday we were at the FA Women's Super League launch at St George's Park. Good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we've both got a cold though, haven't we? Because it was quite chilly in that 3G shed.
It was. It was a great day. It was. There was a few journos who bravely took their jackets off and then within about 5 minutes they put them back on again. So, but it was the players that I felt sorry for because at times they were wandering around in kit and training wear and bare arms wouldn't have been particularly pleasant for them, but true pros soldiered on and we had a good few hours there and got plenty of interviews. And one of the players I actually managed to interview before the media day was actually Tash Dowie, who will appear a little bit later on this show. But we're going to have a focus on Doncaster Rovers Belves, one of the two promoted clubs to come up from WSL2. Lots of change, lots has happened over the off-season and pre-season at Donnybells, hasn't it? New facilities, gone full-time, gone professional. A number of their players are now on full-time contracts. Lots to be positive about at Doncaster Rovers Belves, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's a club that a lot of people are very affectionate about, so they're glad to see almost this sort of rejuvenation. And I suppose it's no surprise that they named the whole idea of boosting the club and making the off-field changes Project Phoenix, because they are rising again. And the signings they've made, the plans for the facilities to train at, it's all really positive stuff. And I even love the fact that they've got an all-female board led by Faye Ligo. So it's all exciting stuff. And I think somebody we have to give a mention to is Sheila Edmonds as well. She's instrumental in what happens off the pitch. But you've mentioned that they've brought people in and there's some exciting signings. One of which you're speaking to later in this podcast is Tash Dowie. She will bring goals.
She will bring goals, and they've already got them in the team when you think about FAWSL2 top scorer Courtney Sweetman-Kirk playing alongside her. But you're absolutely right. People like Sheila Edmonds have been instrumental. Faye Largo has been very, very important in the setup of where the club is going. I think Glenn Harris as well has got to take a lot of credit for the way that he's led that team. He'll be back in WSL1. Obviously, we remember him from the time that he managed Lincoln Ladies, as they were before they became Notts County Ladies. And when I spoke to Tash, and what people will hear from Tash later, is his man management and the way that he approaches the game. He will be instrumental in helping that club do well this season, won't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I think players need to trust their manager. They need to trust and like their manager and respect them. And he's a guy who gains that trust. He's earned it. He's been in and around the game for a long time. Obviously, his daughters have played at a top level. He's developed players within Lincoln's the county in the centre of excellence. He just understands the mindset of a female player, and that'll be important because it won't be easy for Doncaster, but they'll be competitive, and I think that's the most important thing. They know from the outset that they've got to give their opponents a game, and right throughout the squad, they've got players who can do that. They've got a reliable goalkeeper in Nicola Hobbs, who's got a lot of experience. That's key. They've got the height and athleticism in the centre of defence in Rhiannon Roberts and then Lee Little. And then they've got quality in the midfield, and I'm excited about Cash Lipka being back there. I'm excited about Courts playing alongside Tash Dowie. And Courtney Sweetman-Kirk is the ultimate competitor. And I think probably out of the whole squad, she's probably the most excited about the season ahead.
Yeah, well, I know you had a chance to speak to her, and I spoke to her at the FA Awards in December. And, you know, she's chomping at the bit to get going this season. And it's not only to try and help Doncaster Rovers Belves as high up the table as possible, but she's got international aspirations as well. You know, she wants to impress Mark Sampson enough to try and squeeze into that England squad, which we know is already overloaded with talent in the forward position. There are players who are probably more established at WSL1 than Courtney is, who can't get in that squad. So it's a bold but an ambitious statement, certainly, from Courtney to say that she's looking at getting into the England squad, but which player isn't? But, I mean, you mentioned her, you mentioned Tash Dowie. They've also brought back Jess Sigsworth from Notts County Ladies now. Didn't really get the opportunities that many expected her to get at Notts, but, boy, if she can get going, she's exciting, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, her twin tank, Millie Bright, has come on leaps and bounds at Chelsea. It's a great opportunity for players who have the chance to train full-time. You probably don't understand the potential that somebody has until they get that chance. If you think how Izzy Christensen's come on in a year, I don't see why players like Jess Sixworth can't do that themselves. Give them the opportunity to bury themselves in training and recovery, because they all say, the players, it's not the training that is the key, it's the chance to recover, to eat properly, to treat yourself right. But Emily Simpkins, players like that have moved up to the area to give their all to this season, and once we see them gel together on the pitch, hopefully it'll pay dividends.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think Jess has a real opportunity to move on, and she's probably, it would be fair to say, lost a year at Notts County, but I think this is a real opportunity for her to show what she's capable of. They've also brought in Anna Morehouse from Durham, who will no doubt play backup to Nicola Hobbs in goal. They've also got the experience of Becky Easton. They've brought in Katrin Omersdottir from Liverpool Ladies. And one that interests me, and I know Tash mentions this in the interview a little bit later on, Carla Humphrey on loan from Arsenal. Now, we know about Carla. She had opportunities at times at Arsenal Ladies last year, but it is a very strong squad, and this loan move will benefit her in a big way, won't it?
Absolutely. In a similar way to Jade Bailey, sort of leaving the nest to go and sprout wings and play at Chelsea, this is going to give Carla the same sort of opportunity to establish herself. She's got those qualities, and now she should take some responsibility, and hopefully she will within that midfield. You mentioned Katrin Omersdottir. She's so underrated for
Agreed.
The work that she did in the title-winning Liverpool seasons. She's going to be massive. And Becky Easton, I've always been a huge fan. I mean, she's older than me. Hooray, somebody's older than me. And she's put me to shame and carried on playing at the top level for another 10 years. A player who was fantastic in the midfield when she was a little bit younger and is still able to get up and down that wing as a fullback. So, yeah, there are a lot of experience, but also great footballers right across that side.
How much do you think...
We haven't even mentioned Sue Smith yet. Who's
we
she? I've never heard of her.
We haven't mentioned Sue. We obviously had Sue at our She Kicks Back event in Doncaster, didn't we? And still as enthusiastic and still as excited as ever, and really glad to be back in WSL1, isn't she? When we spoke to her, she was really, really raring to go. But when you look at Doncaster and Reading, who we will feature at the beginning of next week, how much harder do you think they can take from what Sunderland did last year as the first promoted club from WSL2 into WSL1? The key thing for them was getting a really good start, because we saw Sunderland fall away. Is that, again, do you think, going to be the key thing for the promoted clubs and in this case Doncaster Rovers Bells?
Yeah, you need to get a good start, because you don't want to have any doubts start to eat into your mindset. They will have a positive mentality. They'll all be really tight-knit. They will take heart from Sunderland. Who wouldn't? They proved that. You don't have to have big names. You just have to have togetherness, organisation, and somebody who can score goals. And maybe just a bit of a look at the green as well. Doncaster have got Chelsea twice, once in the Cup, once in the league in short succession, and their opening games, they already know that Chelsea probably don't want to make that journey. They know that they don't necessarily travel north well, if you look at that 4-0 loss at Sunderland. So there's little positives for them to take, and if they can cause a little bit of an upset, Sunderland getting that draw at Liverpool at the start of the year, live on TV, Donny playing Chelsea, the champions live on TV, there's an opportunity for them to make a statement very, very early on.
Where do you think the key area is that Doncaster need to be strong on the field to make sure they're matching up to the teams that have been in WSL1 longer than they have?
Well, I think that they've got quite a few midfielders to choose from. If they can make that the strength of their side, then a midfield that teams fear, then that will be the sort of the stronghold of their performances.
So we have, in the previous episodes, we've been picking out a player from each club to look out for. Who's your one to watch for Doncaster Rovers Bells this season?
Well, I mentioned her early on, and I've seen her in previous years, and John Buckley, the old Donny Bells manager, was a massive fan of hers. I think that Cash Lipka is a really, really all-round, you know, talent. I think Jess Sixworth, similarly, a bit more physical, a bit more attack-minded, but I'd love to see Cash Lipka have a big year, and I think she's somebody that people should look out for, and I think she'll learn from almost that year as well, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, big fan of Kasia Lipka, you know, tenacious in the tackle, very, very competitive individual in that midfield, and I completely agree. I think she is one to watch. I think the other one for me is, we've mentioned her and we spoke highly earlier in the show, I think Jess Sigsworth will feel this is a real opportunity to show what she's capable of. We saw her have, you know, a really good Euro under-19s performance when the tournament was held in Wales a couple of years ago in that very, very talented under-19 side. The move to Notts County didn't quite work out, so I think she will be desperate to show what she's capable of. So
just, I think that Sue Smith will still have a big say, because she scores crucial goals and set pieces as well. But when you think you need somebody to convert those dead ball situations, she'll be massive in that sense. And I just think that we should make a mention of Ashley Mills as well, and hopefully that she's you know, better and on the mend soon. And you know, I just want to say what a great footballer I've watched, and a feisty little full-back character. I don't want to leave her out.
Absolutely. I was actually going to mention her in the conclusion of the show, but I have no issue raising it now. For those that don't know, Ashley Mills was unfortunately forced to retire from the game last week. She's been diagnosed with MS, and really, really sad for a young player to have to give up the game that she loves, having worked so hard to get to where she is now. And as Jen says, we wish her really, really well in whatever she decides to do moving on. And hopefully she can still take an interest in the game, even if it's not as a player. But we'll move on, and as we mentioned at the start of the show, we do have an interview with Natasha Dowie. So I had a chat with her over the phone a couple of days ago to talk about the upcoming season. So here she is. Okay, so joined by Tash Dowie of Doncaster Rovers Bells. Tash, not many people will have probably had the chance to say that to you in an interview. How does it feel when you know that it's only a week away until you pull on that shirt and represent Doncaster Rovers?
Yeah, really excited. It's been a long break. I was lucky enough to get out to Australia to play for a couple of months, so my break hasn't been as long as maybe others, but still, you know, that competitive game back home in England in the FAWSL, you know, it hasn't been a while, and I think pre-season's been great, but, you know, you miss them competitive games. So, yeah, it's less than a week now, and it really, like, feels close, you can tell, and the girls are really excited, and you know, a great game to start the season off as well, against Chelsea, the champions, obviously holders of the FA Cup as well. So you know, for us, what a challenge to put ourselves up against the best.
Tough season down in Australia, but how invaluable was that experience for you playing in the W League? Because that league, much like the FAWSL, it grows and it gets better and it attracts better players. So what was the challenge like down there, and how beneficial was it for you going into this WSL season?
Yeah, I knew the situation with Melbourne Victory. They didn't have a manager until probably a week before the season started, so they lost a lot of their key players to their rivals, Melbourne City. So, you know, they had a very young, talented team. So I knew what I was going into when I went over there. But for me, it actually wasn't really about the whole, you know, obviously I wanted to go over and win, but I knew how hard the challenge it was going to be. For me, more it was a case of just getting my name out there, you know, putting myself up against different opposition, different styles of play, you know, playing abroad. I've never done that before, you know, in the Australian heat as well. For me, fitness-wise, it was brilliant. And I definitely think it was a positive experience for me. You know, I've had a lot of clubs interested in me out there since, and you know, spoke to Melbourne Victory, and I'm hoping to get out there again next year. So, you know, I would definitely say it's the best footballing experience I've ever done. And, you know, the whole lifestyle out there and everything about it was brilliant. And, you know, I think for me, I like to keep ticking over. I don't like having too big a break. So it was nice just to get a couple of weeks off and then head over there, obviously get a few months and some game time over there, and then to come back fit and ready for pre-season. So 100% a positive experience for me, and definitely one that I'd hope to do again.
And that was, as you say, your first challenge abroad, and now you present yourself with another new challenge in playing for a promoted club in Doncaster Rovers Bells. Yes, promoted, but a club with great history and great tradition. I'm not going to ask why it was that you signed for the club, because I'm sure you answered that question a million times when you joined the club. But has the early impressions that you've got of the club been everything that you expected it to be? And if so, how?
Yeah, it definitely has. And I heard that Doncaster was a very family club, and it really does have that feel about it. You know, everyone really, really gets on. You know, everyone's got your back, and from the staff right through to the players, it's a really close-knit group, which I think is quite rare in sport. You know, you always have groups and cliques and, you know, certain rivalries, but for me at Donny, everyone gets on, and I think that's brilliant. And I definitely have been impressed with the training side of things. I've never worked under Glenn Harris before, and, you know, I think his man management skills are spot on, and he's a top coach with the sports scientists and the other coach that he's got involved as well. You know, we've got double sessions every day, we're doing weights three times a week, so the training and that's been very intense, but I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. And they've got some really talented players here as well. You know, I've playing up front with the likes of Jess Sigsworth, Carla Humphrey, Courtney Sweetman-Kirk, you know, Kasia Lipka, Catherine Rahista, I mean, just to name a few. But we really do have a talented group of players here, and, you know, very experienced players as well, with Leandra Little and Sue Smith. So for me, I'm just excited about the season starting. Hopefully we can keep everyone fit. You know, we've got a small squad, but we've got a talented squad, so it's important that we keep everyone fit if we're wanting to do well this season. And, you know, obviously there'll be a lot of pressure on myself. Probably, you know, obviously I've scored goals in every club I've been at, always been top goal scorer wherever I've been, so I want to do the same at Donny and really help them not just stay up in this league, but to compete to win things as well. You know, financially, you probably haven't got the money of the big clubs like the Chelsea, Cities and Arsenal. But for me, you just look at Leicester City in the Premier League at the minute. So why can't we go on and do the same?
Well, it's interesting you say that. The first show that Jen O'Neill and I recorded, I'm doing these preview shows with Jen. I opened up by saying, for me, in the years that the WSL has been going, this is arguably the most unpredictable, in that you just cannot... I personally cannot predict who is going to finish top and who is going to finish bottom. And the teams in between, it could go either way. Is that kind of how it feels to the players at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of talk has been Chelsea, Arsenal, City for the top ones. And then, you know, everyone else kind of fighting for it. But I definitely think there'll be some twists and turns. And, you mean, you can only look at last season. I know what it feels like to be a champion, and then first game of the season, you know, we come up against Sunderland, newly promoted, and we end up getting beat. So football's a funny, it's a funny game, and anything can happen, which is why we love playing it. You know, I've had highs of winning the league, the FA Cup, obviously the League Cup, and I've had probably my lowest year was last year, obviously finishing 7th out of 8, which, you know, we really weren't used to at Liverpool. So for me, it's just a case of taking each game as it comes and really making the most of it. You know, I don't have any regrets, and just give our all this season, and I'm really positive that we can surprise a few people this season.
You were in a title-winning side in Liverpool 2 years prior to last year's disappointment. You've already mentioned that you went down to Melbourne Victory really with the intention of playing competitive football and keeping the fitness up and not worrying too much about the winning element. Yeah. What ambitions and what sort of aspirations do you have at Doncaster Rovers Belge? You know, new club. A lot of publicity over the off season about the new facilities and the new structure in place there. Mm-hmm. What kind of ideas and what hopes do you have with this club? Because this is a different challenge to maybe what you've had in the past.
Yeah, definitely. It is true, because every club that I've been at, we've always been favourites. You know, I was at Charlton when they're a big club, Everton when, you know, we were a big club, Liverpool, and so probably the first team that I've been at where maybe people expect us to go back down. And so for me, it's quite exciting to hopefully prove people wrong. And I think people will underestimate us, which I think can only go in our favour. You know, I look at the squad and the individual players that we've got in this team, and for me, I'm really excited about playing alongside some of them. And, you know, I'm a winner. So, you know, I signed at Donny to win things. That will never change. You know, I hate losing and I'm not used to it. So I want to finish as high up the league as possible. You know, I'd love to win the league with Donny. I'd love to get into some cup finals. I haven't been in a final for a long time now. Didn't make any finals with Liverpool. probably the last final that I played at was probably the FA Cup, I think, probably when we won it at Everton. So, you know, I really want to get into a final and win some silverware. And on the individual, obviously I want to get top goal scorer again. I've done that every season. And if I can get top goal scorer in the league as well, you know, I set myself high targets because, you know, I think I've achieved a lot as a player and I want to keep achieving things. And I really want to be successful with the team first and foremost. But then hopefully if the team's being successful, that means that I'm doing my job as well. So, like I said, you know, I don't want to get carried away, but I don't see why anyone would play sport unless you want to be winning things. So, whether it's Man City or Doncaster Rovers, I mean, we want to be winning things.
Is there a nice little bit of friendly banter going on between you and Courtney Sweetman-Kirk? You mentioned that you've been top scorer wherever you've been. She was top scorer in the whole of the WSL 2 last year.
Yeah.
Nice, friendly little competition. Any forfeits or any challenges or bets that you're going to place before the season starts with her?
Yeah, that was a big factor in me signing for Doncaster, to be honest, is that, you know, I've always probably been like a lone striker where most of the goals have come from myself at Liverpool and at Everton. So, you know, that was a huge reason why I signed for Donny, with players like Courtney Sweetman-Kirk, who got top goal scorer. I thought, well, if she's banging in goals like that week in, week out, then she's going to be making goals for me as well, which is going to make my life a hell of a lot easier. And the likes of Carla Humphrey, who's come from Arsenal, who is a terrific goal scorer as well, Jess Sigsworth. So, for me, it's a case of, you know, if I've got players like that playing on my team, that's just going to only help me, and hopefully I can help them as well. And, yeah, we've been having banter and that, but as soon as the season starts, I couldn't care less, to be honest, who's top goal scorer, as long as we're winning games. And hopefully we can both bring the same amount of goals. And Courtney's a really hard working, she's unselfish, just like myself as well. So I'm really hoping we can get a strong partnership, and a partnership that other teams are really scared of, to be honest.
And final question, if there are any Doncaster Rovers Bells fans listening to this, why should they turn up at the Keep Moat every other week and cheer you guys on? One reason.
One reason is that I just think we're going to be a hard-working group of players that are hopefully going to play attractive and exciting football, and we're going to give everything to bring success to the club. And, you know, I played against Donny last season and I saw how good their fans were, so I really am excited about playing in front of them this season, and hopefully we can get even more fans and more bells ringing at the stadium of the Keep Moat.
Women's Soccer Zone would like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So that was Tash Dowie giving us a bit of an insight into the upcoming season. Clearly very excited at what is going on at Donny Bells. And that brings us to the end of another show. Tomorrow we will be featuring Liverpool ladies. So many talking points at Liverpool after what can only be described as a disappointing year last year. But they've regrouped, made some really interesting signings. And Jen and I will be discussing those on tomorrow's show. So Jen, thanks again for joining me. And we will speak to
you
all. Always a pleasure, and we will speak to you all tomorrow.